But I think sometimes just being still, just taking like a moment to just again, like put your phone down and just being still. And that's easier said than done because there's so many distractions around.
Hi, this is Andrea.
And I'm Emily.
And this is the Loving and Learning Podcast, where I think last time I said where all your dreams come true. So let's say you something different. I was going to say every one of your questions are answered. And then I was like, that's a reach.
Nope.
So anyway, where we have fun and talk about things that matter. There you go.
True that.
Boom. Last week, we talked about rest and we're continuing on in that journey of talking about rest. And what we kind of came up with last week was balance. Looking at how you're balancing your life between busyness and like the hustle of life and work and doing things and resting and what that looks like. And so this week we're going to touch on the idea of space and how to create space so that you can rest well, how you can create space so that you can do more things, I think, in my personal opinion. And then also how, what it looks like for each person, like how it looks different between Em and I and other people. Now, Emily is yawning already, so this is not good sign for
it's
us.
So bad.
But in the midst of that, I just got done with acupuncture, and I told Emily, I said, if we record this podcast right now, my words are going to be jumbled. So we're going to go for it, guys, and you're just going to along for the ride. And acupuncture, two thumbs way up, if in case you wanted to know. So
sounds terrible.
It actually is slightly terrible. I'm going to be honest. It's actually, yeah. Yeah. Today was pretty bad. So we're walking through it right now. So, okay. So looking at rest, we talked about balance. We talked about how are you creating space? How are you doing those things? So this week, like I said, we want to hit on the idea of how to create space. So Em, what is one or two or three or four, I don't know how many you have in your brain. We already had this conversation. So what is some different ways that you can create space? And I'm talking for you personally. Like we're not talking about in a generalization of like, hey, everybody, like this is how you do it. But for you personally, how do you create space for rest?
That is a great question. I'm not very good at it.
Bum.
So that was like the
That was the message that she was sending.
I was like, I'm not really qualified to talk about this because I don't think I'm very good at it. Mm-hmm. Do I love sleep? Yes. But Andrea informed me that sleep is not necessarily rest.
Sleep is a function that your body has to have.
Yeah. So I felt really called out and I was like, but I love naps.
I didn't mean to call you out. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So creating space for me would be being intentional with my time and prioritizing what matters, which in this season should be rest. However, I don't always prioritize rest.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I don't always do that. But what it does look like when I do is usually making sure like my nighttime routine is me actually slowing down and, you know, reading tea, reading my Bible, journaling, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. It rests kind of my mind. Otherwise, I'm very tempted to just like work or do something that keeps my mind really spinning, like right up until the point that I go to sleep or try to go to sleep. And then
quotations.
That kind of situation starts to stretch out longer and longer. Pretty soon it's after midnight. I can't sleep. I'm waking up at 5 a.m. and it's a hot mess. And then I'm just tired. And when I'm tired, I cry a lot. So.
Oh, does she? Wow.
So that's kind of what rest looks like for me, or setting up space for rest.
Yeah.
But again, like for a long time or even still now, like I see rest as literally sleeping because sometimes that's what I need.
Which I guess that's fair because rest can be found in sleep. But your body needs sleep just to function, like we've talked about. But rest doesn't have to be sleep.
Right.
It could be laying down in your bed.
Which I like to do.
It could be resting on the couch. I was thinking
sometimes like going out to the garden for me is restful because it's pretty quiet up there and I can just like, I'm just watering my stuff.
Yeah.
And like I said in the car, we were chatting about this and I was like, I think rest is, again, it was me trying to dabble with the idea of like rest is not always just sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so rest is whatever puts to rest like your anxiety or your worry, like an activity that like eases
those things,
your mind kind of.
Yeah.
So gardening for me or just like sitting in the sun.
So, okay. So what is something that is a distraction that moves you away from rest other than work? Like that's just like a no-brainer, like duh. But like what's a distraction that you find for yourself?
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm eyeballing you right now.
Well, I'm honest.
Thank you.
So I'm not
going to hate for you to
mess
lie
around. Something that would distract me from rest other than work, because sometimes it's like, oh, well, I only have so many hours in the day, so I need to do the schedule or I need to do that or whatever. But I think a lot of the times we use work as an excuse. So there's that.
That is true.
For me, definitely my phone. Disguised as work because I'm like, I'm just gaining inspiration. It's my job. But it really doesn't. Like, and I'm really not on the internet. Like, there's a lot of people who go on the internet and it literally sucks their soul. And right. I'm sorry that that's like your algorithm and that you have things that make you feel like poop. Thankfully, my algorithm is stuff that makes me laugh, cry, tears, like furry animals. But it distracts me from what I should be spending my time on. And then, like, it's true. Your phone, like, emits, like, the blue light. And it can actually make you not tired and not, like, help you wind down to rest.
Right. So, and it wakes your mind up.
Definitely. More. And just, like, the whole scrolling thing.
Yeah.
It's designed to keep you awake distracted. So definitely my phone.
Okay.
Sometimes cleaning.
Yes. Sometimes. She has this insane thing of where, like, if her space is not clean when she's going to bed, she starts to, like,
freak
manic
out.
Clean. And I'm always like, dude, it's late. I'm leaving. Bye.
And she'd be like, it's literally not messy. Calm down.
Yeah.
And but sometimes in my brain, I'm like, if it's not clean, I can't rest.
There you
like,
go.
That's what, like, my brain is. But sometimes it is distracting. So I would say those, mainly my phone. For sure.
Yeah.
And then sometimes if I'm in like a good nonfiction book, it sometimes books will put me to sleep. And then sometimes.
Fair. Absolutely.
I'm like, can't put it down. Gotta finish. Sorry.
Right. And you're like, I'm 12 pages from the end.
So many regrets in the morning.
Yeah. That's true. But, you know, you'll survive.
What about you? How do you create space for rest?
That's such a lovely question.
Isn't
so, it though? Oh, now you're being snarky. I think for me, rest is similar, I guess, would be similar to you. Rest for me is not sleep. That's a misnomer. I love to nap. Like that's just
because though I think for like over a year,
yeah,
your sleep sucked if you slept.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see sleep as rest.
Right.
You had to find other ways to rest your body.
You're not wrong.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think rest for me is a space where I, again, creating space, it is a space or time where my mind can shut down from all the other things. So I would agree with you on that assumption that you said creating space to rest wouldn't be like where you're lessening the anxiety or you're lessening, which I hate the word anxiety. I know it's a real thing. I get it. I understand it. But I hate that we are constantly, maybe this is a rabbit hole. I hate that we constantly as a culture begin to throw that word around as an acceptable reason why.
Like I'm uncomfortable. Now this is going to be like a real hot take. So y'all don't hate.
Don't come at us.
I think there's real anxiety that people have. And I think now we throw it around like, oh, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like automatically it's anxiety.
So like,
and I just think we shouldn't take the word so lightly.
Right. And it's a serious business for those that suffer with it. And that's the thing I feel for me, I've never been an anxious person, like really never in my world or life. I had never been an anxious person. And then I injured my back and my anxiety level for movement. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Became so high and so heightened that I struggled with, am I going to be able to get out of bed this morning? Mm-mm. Am I going to be able to sleep tonight? If I go up these stairs, am I going to be able to get down them? Like, to that point where you're the anxiety and that it, literally, like, for me, it was just a fear that I was going to be stuck in a position, because I was.
Yeah.
And I think those kind of things are so profound that we have to be cautious about how we're relating to things and saying, oh, I totally understand anxiety. Well, you may not understand debilitating anxiety in the way that someone experiences it. So we just, as a culture, need to be conscious. That's my toot toot. That's my side note. I don't know what that means, but yeah, sure.
Unpopular opinion.
My unpopular opinion? Probably true.
Yeah.
But for me, I think it's, again, like we were talking about, it became a space where for about a year I had to figure out a different way to rest, because I was never comfortable. Like, my body was just out of whack. And like, I grew to have an appreciation, if you can have an appreciation, for people with chronic illnesses, because it is, every day is a battle. It's a battle to see straight. It's a battle to do something. It's a battle, like the easiest and most simplest tasks, doing your laundry, folding your clothes, going to the bathroom, taking a shower, like brushing your teeth, having to lean over a sink, like ridiculous. So I understand that concept. So for me, when I talking about rest, it became during the time, like when I was doing, or I still do, when I'm doing yoga or stretching or my physical therapy appointments, now acupuncture, like those, creating space where I am able to rest to a degree, but not have to engage everything all at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
And then it becomes like, for me, I'm with you, for a bedtime routine kind of a thing. Nighttime routine, you know, the wash your face, take your vitamins, whatever that is, because I take my vitamins at night.
Me too.
Whatever. And going to sit down in my bed. I have a bed partner. His name is Dublin. He is 6.5 years old. No, six and almost,
no, he's seven.
Oh, now he's seven.
100%.
I can't say seven because my sister was in the pet store the other day and she started to cry because a 7 year old cat.
Cry.
Oh, please.
It was, tears were welling.
Yeah.
But I didn't cry.
There was a sign that said a 7 year old and older cat is a senior cat. And so she started freaking out because our cat is a senior.
Literally, how rude.
Anyway, he's my bed partner. And some days and some evenings he sleeps well, and some days he doesn't sleep well. And when he doesn't sleep well, I don't sleep well. So sleep is not considered rest. But before bedtime, usually I set my phone aside. I've got my journal out, or a book that I'm reading, or a life book that I'm walking through. And those are those moments where I can kind of just process the day and walk through, like, where am I at? Where are we doing tomorrow? What's going on? And that helps me to wind down, because that's, for me, that's what rest is.
Yeah, I like that. And then what was the other question you asked me?
How do I create
space? Yeah. So what distracts you from
Dublin.
Rest? Stop. Dublin.
And
obviously
Emily.
Pain. Anything else?
Well, I think I don't do social media.
Yeah,
and during,
I know, right?
Huh?
Good for you.
I know. Thanks. So during hockey season, the games and
that's
stats.
That's true.
That distracts me. But our season's over now, so let's not get into it.
R.I.P.
I know, right? But I think my biggest distraction would be reading. If I'm reading a good fiction book, I will definitely hit that up and read until I look at the clock and it's 3 a.m.
Yes. It's so bad.
It is. But our mom is an avid reader. And so that kind of is ingrained in us, which is good. But I think the other side for me of rest is I get distracted by being distracted. Like, does that make sense? Like, I get distracted because I got, I went a different direction, or
you went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, if I'm reading my Bible or something, it'll be a freaking rabbit hole that I went down, and I'm like researching the what is it called? Etymology?
The word? Edamame?
No, that's a bean. The word of like something in like the like dictionary and lexicon. And then you lose the plot. I do. And I lose the plot and then I come back like, and it's been 45 minutes later and you're like, oh, wow. Mostly, yeah. I would say in a real, true, honest to goodness answer, work is my distraction. Like it is the thing that, I know that's a cheesy like statement. But,
no, but it's true.
And it's usually when I'm laying down with my pillow and the lights are off and I'm.
You're like, oh.
And then I, so I have a little notebook next to my bed that I start to write things down so that I can get it out of my head, kind of like a brain dump, and get it out of my head so that it doesn't continue to distract me, but it's there so that in the morning I can focus on it. The other thing is, the thing that distracts me from rest is people like to text me.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst. That's why I'm the person, I was telling one of our customers actually, I was like, one, if you like pass out in front of me, I don't know CPR, I can't save your life.
Yeah, so you're done.
If you need something in the middle of the night, my phone is out of commission.
Yeah.
So don't call me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
But that's what happened. But I can pray for you.
Yeah.
Like I'll pray you back to life.
Well, that's
if
good.
I can. Yeah.
She'll yell so, clear when they get the paddles out.
So I don't have that distraction. But I do keep my phone most of the time, unless I have weird feelings that I shouldn't, across the room, which is very helpful.
Yeah.
Knowing that my phone can be a distraction.
Yes.
And that I will hit snooze 72 times on my alarm.
Well, there you go. So that is one thing that I know that for us and our family, like the how do you create space idea is sometimes having to distance yourself from your phone.
Yeah.
Which is a rough thing because I grew up in a world where that was not an issue.
Yeah.
I didn't get a phone until I was in college. Like there's those kind of things. So phones can become this distraction. And we have some people that we know that are fantastic that created this really awesome phone box, like capture, you know, kind of a capture your box. And it's basically the whole premise of it is to reclaim your time. And this is our plug for them because we love it so much. And it's called the Aro Box, A-R-O Box. And the website is goaro.com because I'm literally that big of a deal for me. And so I will use it when I need to be distanced from my phone. Like say there's something happening in my own stuff and I just need to focus. My own brain, it's getting a little out of control or something. I need to focus. Or I'm doing yoga, I need to focus. I'll put my phone in RO, what we call RO, quotations. And so it's just a really cool tool for when you are distracted. But it's also a really cool tool is when we have like our girl nights or we're just hanging out with a bunch of people, I'll make everybody put their phone in RO so nobody gets distracted and they're present. And that's such a big deal.
Yeah. I do really like RO. I did the other day. I used to be really good at it and then I stopped. Life.
And explain RO a little bit more.
So it's literally a box. Right now, I think it's just chargeable for iPhones, but I could be wrong. And you can charge your iPhone in it while it's in the box. And there's an app that pairs with it. So it basically recognizes when you put your phone in the box and it'll start counting the time that it was in there. And then you can tag your time. So if it was like family time, you were reading, you were whatever.
Or work.
Yeah. And then it'll keep track for you. You can set goals, like your daily goals of being off your phone. They have so many resources, blogs, videos for tips for you and your family, you and your spouse, like how to reclaim time with them, how to use RO Box to help you. It's just fantastic. I think their Instagram is like at GoRO now or something, or at GoRO.
We have an RO Box at our shop. And
some of our customers know about it, not a ton, but some will come in and be like, can I put my phone in the box? And they know that their phone will be charged.
It's just super
and
cool.
They won't be distracted.
We did it for our staff so that everybody's phone would be in one place because we have a policy that you don't have your phone on the bar. And so we use that as if, you know, and everybody has like,
but they know
Apple
they can
watches.
Go grab it.
Yeah.
Like
everybody
if they
has
need
Apple
it.
Watches and all these different things. And so it's not too, we're not too worrisome that they're going to miss a call or they're going to miss something that is important to them, but it's just a really good way to get focus back involved into yeah. your life. And so for us, RO has come in clutch. You can also do RO without the box with the app on your phone, and you just flip your phone over and it counts RO.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. And you can like do challenges amongst your friends and stuff. It's kind of crazy. It's like, you know, Pokemon Go, but not.
Yeah. And they actually, what another like random thing is that all of their boxes are assembled by hand here in the United States, I believe, if I'm not.
I didn't even know that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They're all assembled by hand. So very cool. I'm pretty sure it's like a family-owned business.
Yeah.
And they have just a lot of resources too. Like even just their Instagram, like they're always posting like talks on certain topics.
Yeah.
Usually revolving around phones, parents' phones, kids' phones, tablets, whatever.
Yeah.
All the
so
things.
We're just big fans of them, and we're just letting you know because there's something about life getting so busy, and we want to create a space here again, how you create space for rest. We want to create a space that we're able to be real and be honest and say, this is what we struggle with, which is rest,
yep.
which is a big thing.
100%.
Because we're going crazy right now, but we also want to be able to give you like tangible things that if you are struggling with the same thing, we want you to be able to walk through that as well. I think the biggest thing about rest for me is how important it is for your mental health, how important
totally.
It is for your family's health, how important it is for your relationship's health, because without rest, we get frenzied and then everything comes at us so fast. And then we begin to be emotional about what we're experiencing. And then we make decisions out of emotional feelings of inadequacy or comparison or whatever, when rest can cure some of those things because we're able to take a real look at ourselves and a real look at what's going on in our life. And so what are some other ways, while we're kind of wrapping this one up, but what is some other things, what can it look like, and what is other ways that rest could look?
I think rest can look like I think I was talking about like setting aside a day. So like our shop's closed on Sundays, right? So I could have a packed week and then I kind of have to like use it as a reward of like, okay, Sunday, like that's going to be the day that I can just rest.
Yeah.
But for me, like rest can look like just going for a walk. Rest can look like, for me, like instrumental music, because I think words can be really distracting. Mm. So instrumental music can really chill my brain out because I'm not thinking about what's being said.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just like feeling it.
Right.
I don't know how to describe
just in it.
Maybe if you're not like that type of music person, then maybe that's not for you. That might actually drive you crazy. But for me, that's helpful. For me, it's like getting outside, getting into the sun. Our bodies need it. Not clinically, because I'm not a doctor. But what is it called? Magnesium is really good for your body to rest, at least when you're sleeping.
Correct, yeah.
It's
unless
a great
you're allergic
supplement.
To it, like me.
Unless you're allergic to some of the weird ingredients that they add to some of them. So make sure you have a very high quality magnesium supplement. I am not a doctor. Please do not take my advice. Do your own research. That's a disclaimer.
That was. That was like, ka-chink.
But that's really helpful. I know some people do like meditation, and I'm not into like the religious kind of meditation. That's not really my vibe, but I know like breathing exercises can be really helpful,
yeah.
literally just to like calm you down. Someone has told me basically being really aware of your breath. So like doing really good inhale through your nose and out through your mouth and counting to 50. And just in quiet.
Okay.
And then once you get to 50, you can count back down to 50. And that literally probably calms your nervous system, I'm guessing.
It probably
there's probably science to it. But
science.
I think sometimes just being still, just taking like a moment to just again, like put your phone down and just being still. And that's easier said than done because there's so many distractions around. But that's what I would say.
As rest, yeah.
Yeah, again, this is coming from someone who is not good at rest. So
right. Again, well, I think I would agree with you.
I don't know if I can give advice.
Exercise can be rest. Yes. As long as you're not exhausting your body. I know that. Being outside in the sunshine, being outside and sitting and staring at the ocean, that can be rest. Like reading can be rest. You know, time with others can be rest, depending on how you fuel yourself. And I think that's the biggest thing is rest can equal fueling yourself by some degree. It could be going to a movie with a friend. It could be dinner with people. It could be sitting across the table and having a cup of tea. It could be you sitting in a coffee shop by yourself with a cup of coffee. Did that just, wow. That was a whole experience
there. I think she glitched.
I did. And You are capable of figuring out and creating space for yourself to rest. And that's what's really important is we want to encourage you to find that space. And in finding that space, being able to thrive. That's our goal. We want you to thrive. We want you to experience life to the fullest because you are here for a purpose and you're here for a reason and people need you and you are loved. So just keep remembering that, and as we journey further into the rest idea, we'll see what happens. So, hope you have an amazing day, and we'll see you next time.
We love you already.